This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465. For more information, Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Steve Roach spent the waning days of 2014 in the studio, crafting a piece of ambient music, and we'll hear his creation on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Ciolina, Trokai, Carla Bley, and Robert Spring. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
reason being is because we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. That's why when trouble comes, I don't get upset. I get excited because I understand the enemy's trying to frustrate me. That's why I want to encourage you. This ain't the time nor the place to give up. But when trouble comes, what you ought to do is just lift your hands and tell God, thank you for the good times. Tell him thank you for the bad times. And then give him thanks. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Oh, listen. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm happy, sometimes wearing a frown, I made up my mind, I'm gonna give him thanks.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I want to welcome you to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, where we play music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How y'all doing out there today on this beautiful Sunday morning, this second Sunday in November? I hope things are well with you and yours. Listen, I know that there might be somebody out there, it might be you, that's going through. Well, that's why we're here and do what we do. We have music to soothe the soul, to encourage and uplift the heart, and to get that mind stayed on the Lord. He's our help and ever-present help in the time of need. Yes, he is. Praise be to God. So, beloved, we got some music lined up for you today. Praise the Lord. And hallelujah. I have Thank You for the Cross. Praise the Lord. From Hillsong. Yes, I do. Give thanks, Mr. Marvin Sapp, in the lineup. I want to say thank you, hallelujah, Full Baptist Church of Glenardon. Yes, beloved, you're going to enjoy that. And Thank You, Lord, by Colin Haywood Jr., although he gets the credit for it, but I don't know the name of the soloist. Beautiful voice, our sister shares. Thank you, Lord. He's been just that good. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Ricky Dillard and New Generation. Thank you. I Won't Complain by Mr. Fred Hammond. And then I'll be back after all that with my spiritual social commentary for today. Before we go further in, though, I want to say blessed Veterans Month to all of you who have served. I was forgetful last Sunday before leaving the air to wish you a blessed Veterans Day. But you know what? Every day is Veterans Day. I think it should be anyway, because you all have sacrificed, left your families, left your lives behind in some instances, many instances, to serve our nation's call and to help keep our nation safe from terrorists, domestic and foreign, and helping other people in other lands to have some safety and some liberty. So veterans, you just mean all the world to us, and I just want to acknowledge you. Those of you who have lost limb or have had suffered head injuries, brain injuries, and have had your lives altered, and I just want to say thank you. So I just want to make up for that, but here we are. And Mr. Randall Martin is somewhere here too. Praise the Lord. And I know that he's doing well this morning because we couldn't do what we do without him. Hi. We're on Zoom, beloved. We're still remote. And I sometimes I can see him in the studio at his home. And but I hear his voice. So how you doing, Mr. Martin? How you doing today?
I am well. I am here. And I want to echo your thanks for their service to the vets. And, yeah, happy Sunday, everyone.
Yes, thank you, sir. Amen, amen. And so away we go. Here's more music, beloved, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Be blessed.
Bless the Lord.
you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. I thank you for this love. The name He's here.
Hallelujah. If I never see another day, if I never see a smiling face, if I never breathe another breath or take another step, I want to say thank you. If I never speak another word, if I never sing another song to be heard, if I never see another sight or take another bite, I want to say thank you. Oh,
thank you for all that you've done thus far.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done.
Thank you for being the God that you are.
Oh, thank you for being the God that you are.
Thank you for who
you are. Hallelujah.
I
want to
say thank you.
Oh, if I never see another day, oh, if I never see a smiling face, no, no. If I never breathe another breath or I take another step, I want to say thank you. Lord, if I never speak another word, if I never sing another song to be heard, if I never see another sight or take another bite, I want to say thank you. Oh,
thank you for all that you've done.
Lord, thank you for all that you've done thus far.
Thank you for being the God that you are.
You're an awesome God, yes you are.
Thank you for food on
my table.
I know
that you're able. Everything, Lord, that you've done for me.
Thank you for being the God that you
There's
are.
There's none like you. No, 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 no.
Thank you for food on my
table. You put food on my table.
I
Lord, I know you're able.
I want to say thank you.
Oh.
Thank you for all that you've done.
For everything that you've done for me, Lord.
Thank
you
for being the God that you are.
There's none like you. Thank you this morning.
Thank you for being the God that
There's
you
not
are.
Like you. No, 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 no.
Thank you for food on
my table.
I know
that your name, but I want to say thank you.
Yeah, for all that he's done, I want to say thank you. Yes, beloved, you may have caught on that the theme for today is thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in to listen to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here for There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Yes, we've got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. And listen to this, and then I'll come back.
Thank you. I have enough to start want y'all to encourage her. So I've got to praise him. There's so many things that the Lord has done. So I've got to praise him. I wish somebody would give him praise and give him thanks. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
There's a praise that lives deep in my heart, and it says, oh Lord, I love you, I am blessed. When I think of your goodness to me, it comforts me daily. But there are times in work out right, and my burdens are heavy, and there's no joy in sight. Put my eyes back on you, for you've always come through, and with this simple refrain, I will bless you, cause
Lord, you've been good to me. Whoa. Made the way I could not see.
Your love came in
and lifted me,
and
now
I won't.
Yeah.
to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. You can join me right where you are and say, I want to thank you, Lord. I don't know where you are in God's great earth, but here in Columbia County, it's a beautiful, clear day. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for that. Got me up this morning. When I looked in the mirror, I knew who was looking out back at me. I want to say thank you, Lord, for that. I'm here with you on WGXC. I want to say thank you, Lord, for that. I hope I got somebody out there bearing witness with me right now and giving God some thanks. Beloved, I want to talk to you about thankfulness and saying thank you and thanksgiving. In the time allotted to me, that may seem like a tall order, but we're going to do what we do by the grace of God. So I was having a conversation this past week, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, and I was working on, you know, making an appointment and putting it, you know, past the Thanksgiving holiday. And I was reminded by someone that not all people celebrate Thanksgiving Day. Matter of fact, some people don't celebrate holidays at all. Am I right about it? And then there are people with Thanksgiving coming up that don't feel the holiday spirit. Some people have gone through some traumatic things this past year, and some people are feeling the effects of that. For many reasons, it might come into our heart or our mind, I thought that, you know what, I just want to pass by Thanksgiving this year. Well, I just want to take a little opportunity to encourage somebody and strengthen somebody and give my context for the word Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving holiday. So one thing, you know, yes, in the United States, the origin of Thanksgiving holiday is associated with the pilgrims and their coming to America and being helped by the indigenous people, the First Nation people of this land that we call home. Their help getting them through the winters, teaching them the new terrain and how to hunt and how to farm, and them coming together to celebrate those things. And then, of course, you know, being turned on and going through almost complete genocide. So they don't, you know, particularly see this as a holiday of remembrance and celebration. But there are 16 other countries that celebrate their own version of Thanksgiving. I want to put that context out there, that Thanksgiving is a celebrating of the harvest and blessings of the past year. The word thanks in various forms appears at least 139 times in the Bible. Most often it is with thanks being directed to God. Yes, beloved. The Greek word for thanks means be thankful for God's grace. Giving thanks is our response to God for God's goodness and God's grace in our lives. I know there's some things we can go through in life, and particularly if we're not like fully rooted and grounded in the knowledge of who God actually is, and we're not really rooted and grounded in the knowledge of what the Bible has given us to know about himself and ourselves and others and the devil and the other entities that occupy our space in this planet. We might, you know, come across some situations and I don't know, counter the claim that God is good or God is gracious or God is great. But once we develop a relationship with God, I have so many witnesses. I'm not going to argue it. I can't argue with it today. Amen. But so many witnesses for millenniums who will bear witness as somebody who was wrapped in pain. And then God helped them. It could have been instantly. It could have been a miracle. It could have been with the help of doctors or Passy or whatever God used. God will use anything, and we found relief or the strength to persevere and push past the pain. Still taking care of family, still taking care of self, not being overcome by it. Ask them if God isn't good. Come on here, somebody. Yes, beloved, the word of God tells us that we should, amen, be thankful because God doesn't have to do it, and he did. I would presume that most of you who are listening under the sound of my voice today have some worldview that's similar to mine. But I think also there might be somebody who just tunes in because they like to hear the music, or they just tune in because you like to hear my voice. or maybe you just stumbled onto this station at this time, right? And you're out there. And so I want to, you know, even bless you and remind you, help you to help somebody else during this time where we prepare ourselves to give thanks to God. I've had times when I haven't had food on the table. I've had times when I've lived in an abandoned building. This past year, I lost my dad. This year, my dad, my cousin, my dog, my grandson's dog was like my dog, you know, an uncle, you know, my car, you know. I know what it is, my home. I know what it is to suffer loss, beloved. And I don't come as some Pollyanna with a silver spoon and never had a hard time or a great day. The name of our ministry is Overcomers because we do overcome. And it is not by our own ability. I know my own ability, my own will, my degrees, my education, my experience, my friends, my family, my network, they couldn't do it. Some of them wouldn't do it if they could. Okay, some of them can and won't. And that's about, you know what I'm talking about. But God. So listen, beloved, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 106, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God except you. Nothing that has passed, nothing that is present, nothing that is to come is going to separate you from the love of God. Only you. Only a decision that, you know what, I don't want it. I don't want God. I don't want to know nothing about it. But praise the Lord. Even then, all you got to do is say, Lord, you know what? I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking, but I do need you and I do want you. And you know what? I thank you. You were looking out for me when I wasn't looking at you. Right? Beloved, the psalmist says, give thanks to God, for he is good. His love endures forever. In Psalm 107, it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Listen, I'm about out of time, so I'm going to move on. I'm going to continue this talk next week as we get closer to Thanksgiving Day. But, beloved, I just want to say God has been just that good. You heard it today in the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. God has been just that good. Can I get a witness? Yes, beloved. You're still on the top side up. That means there's a chance for a miracle. There's a chance for a relationship, a closer walk with God. There's a chance for things to happen and things to come beyond your wildest expectation, dream, or imagination. Oh, my beloved, give God thanks this morning. God is good. Yes, beloved. I'm Pastor Kim. You're a perpetual optimist, and you are listening to me here on WGXC 90.7 FM. You got some more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Thank you. Thank you. Mary Mary featuring Kirk Franklin. This is old school jam, y'all. Let us hear. Let it play.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Franklin.
Your life and now my life, it has new meaning. When I think about your grace, sing that with us.
Yes, beloved, all the people said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to thank you, Lord. You didn't give up on us. Listen, beloved, I'm here to say I don't care how gray the day, how dark the sky or low the clouds, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Listen, if you're celebrating your birthdays this month, happy birthday to you. And any anniversaries, too. All righty. I'm out till we speak again. Remember, Mr. Randall Martin and I, we're back here on Tuesday afternoon for the Tuesday afternoon 4 o'clock show. Join us. We chop it up a little bit every week, every time I'm on anyway, first and third Tuesdays. We have different guests come on to share with us. So join us. And till we speak again, God bless you. My prayers are with you.
Celebrate the season, haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling cause I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table, can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand, ready to stuff my face.